earlier this week on some radio interview on Vision Radio. When he comes in from Sunday, he said, I thought Charles Abbott from Cambridge back in the 80s, I think he's about 21 at the time. Nice to have you radio, didn't he? That's all. Nothing is on. No, it's not all that. But it's wonderful to be back here. And the purpose of the I ask you to open your Bible to Romans chapter 6, and would you have had that just read for us the first 8 verses of that chapter? Well, we had a good call well over a year ago now when the leadership of this convention, Ross and Graham and Bill, and Bill also did, had discussed this convention. The agreement was before that as it is at Easter weekend, one of us talk specifically about the effect of that weekend, because although it's referred to casually, they would say a lot of the ministry sort of bypasses it, it might be good to focus on the event of the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, and what is real implication for us. And so that's what I'm going to do over this weekend, and so the base what I have to say of Romans chapter 6, which talks about our involvement in that weekend. You were crucified with Christ, you were buried with him, you were raised to walk in unity of life, says Paul. Not just the historical event, we'll of course talk about that, but the present day experiential consequences of the work of Jesus Christ. For who did Christ die? I want to pray that. You might say Christ died for the world. You might say Christ died for sinners. Equation that says Christ died for the dead. You might say Christ died for the dead. And of course, there is truth for all of us. We are the beneficiaries of the death of Jesus Christ. But we are not the prime reason for which Jesus Christ died in the first instance. Don't be the cross. We'll be terrified because the Brentford said, as long as you are really sorry, as long as you truly repent, as long as you confess your sin, God will forgive you. You have to you don't need a cross for that. That's the kind of Brentford. We don't have family when I think to growing up, we don't think this was wrong, and I say that this is wrong. But he knows what he is. What do you feel about it? What's wrong with you? And the river says, yeah, I'm going to find yourself. Okay. Okay. So why did Jesus Christ, this is Good Friday morning, why did Jesus Christ meet that? Why was that event that day, that weekend? Because, of course, the death, burial, and resurrection is one event, not three different events. One event that concludes why was it Why did you
Just a drop of some
Romans chapter 6 talks about the fact that don't care that all that are baptized into Christ, people baptized into his death. In other words, baptism is an outward demonstration of his spiritual reality. That we were of the fact that Jesus Christ satisfied the justice of God, and we are justified. God, therefore, if I have faith in this language, I think it's established, God is morally at each of his obligations to give us faith. What is the question? That he gives us permission for this, that
well, it is heaven and hell, but those things are what? What's the difference? And this is this. But science is easy. Right.